Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Well, I remember Eddie Johnson as a great scorer. He's got over 19,000 points, top 60 scorer in the history of the sport. And I didn't know he was going to go into broadcasting, but he went into it about 22 years ago, and he's still doing it for the Suns and playing golf and doing Suns games. That's not a bad life. I'm just here to tell you as a broadcaster, that is not. And now Eddie's got another good team. You were good for a while, then not so good. You got a good team now again. So when I watch Phoenix, I've said this, they're a little old school. They do a lot of mid-range, classic big, feisty point guard, number two guard score, a wing that can defend. I love watching them. And last night I'm watching their chemistry. And it's on both ends, Eddie. It's so good. Do they get along as well? Because Chris Paul can be feisty. How do they get along? There's some young, there's some old. How do they get along?
They accept Chris Paul and they accept Devin Booker because both of those guys are on those guys. They discipline them all the time. Monty Williams allows that to happen, and those guys listen. They understand the nature of what they have in front of them. And not only do those two guys get on them, but they balance it, Colin. They're always over Devin's house. Chris is always in their ear, complimenting them. It's a great balance to this team, and they love each other. Like, I've been in the NBA 40 years, so I'm not just saying this. These dudes actually love each other. I mean, they don't go anywhere without the other. They go out as groups. It is no accident why they win, and I continually tell people that is part of the process, is to be able to get to know that guy you're going to battle with every night and appreciate him and get to know him past basketball. And that's what these guys have done, and it's showing on the court.
Yeah. They don't shoot a ton of threes, which I'm okay with because they're so efficient as a mid-range team. And Eddie, I'm a believer that when the playoffs arrive, it gets much more situational. And threes are great in the regular season, but then all of a sudden it becomes more of a half-court game, and you got to get buckets. Mm-hmm. And I think Milwaukee and Phoenix are the best at that. Are you a little worried, though, if you matched up with a Warriors team? you don't have this litany of three-point shooters. That's a little bit of a hole, I guess. I don't know if it's a hole. Does that worry at all?
Well, I mean, obviously it's a concern. If you even just talk about the Warriors, or, you know, if you talk about down the line, the Miami Heat, these are teams that love to chuck it up from three. And so it's always a concern. We've lost to both of those teams during the course of the year, and they were hot from three.
Yeah.
I think the trade-off here is that, you know, we're betting that you're not going to be hot all the time. And I think it's played out for the Suns over the course of the year. They've won 64 games. They have the best record over the last 2 years of any NBA team. And I think they ride on that. And look, if they got open shots, normally they're very consistent. But even, Colin, if they're off with their three, they're going to shoot 50% as a team. I mean, seven straight playoff games, they've shot 50%, even though they have not shot the ball well from three. So that's the way they play. They're not going to change it. They take what the defense gives it. And that's why they've been successful. And look, that's old school brand of play. I love it. And you mentioned 19,202 I got. I averaged 1 3-point shot a game in my career. So I truly believe in it.
Yeah. So Luke is a fascinating player. I said earlier to a guest, I said, if you told me in 15 years he was a top scorer in league history, or in 20 years, the kid's 29. He'll score as much as he wants to for the next decade. I do think they need a two. I compared them earlier. I said they're a little Bitcoin. The Suns are Berkshire Hathaway. I know I get my dividend check every month. The Mavs are Bitcoin. Hot, cold, up, down, streaky. They can be very reliant on Luka. What do you make of him as a player? Is there any comp in your career to Luka?
Wow. I don't think so. Not at his size. Like, you know, he's like LeBron without the athleticism. So, I mean, he plays on the floor pretty much. He doesn't jump high. You know, he just plays with good contact. He gets good separation from you with his body. So you don't really want him to get skinny. And so, no, he just has a great feel for the game. Like, watching him last night, the way he was scoring, like, everybody can't score like that. Like, a lot of guys try to score like he does. They're going to get their shot blocked. I mean, this guy has an uncanny way of just getting his shot off, understanding the presence of defenders around him, and not losing concentration. He is simply an amazing offensive player. And what I mean by offensive player, he can score and he can pass it. He's just not one-dimensional in that area.
You know, for years and years, I was I loved Giannis, but Eddie, I was a little bit of a cynic. I said, listen, he's got to become a better facilitator. He's got to shoot better. I don't trust him at the free throw line. And then in the playoffs last year, it's like, oh, okay. All right. He started checking boxes. And I watch him, and I watched him over the last year, and I think he's not only the best player, he's getting into a space that Jordan had for a while and that LeBron had for a while, is that he's not only the best player, I'm not sure anybody's quite close on a nightly basis. I mean, he'll be the best offensive player and the best defensive player, and the most guaranteed bucket. I kind of feel like he's separated a little from the KD, the LeBron. Do you?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, look, LeBron's going to be, what, 37, 38, of course. I mean, you know, you got to separate yourself from the old guy. And I thought KD had him early the part of this year. I really thought it, the way KD was playing, and Brooklyn, you know, was number one seed in the East. But as the season went along and at the end, you kind of see like how you can maybe take advantage of KD. And I've said that all along with him, is that he has a hard time getting open. He needs the ball and then he creates his opportunity. With Giannis, he takes the ball and he just straight gangsters you, man. Like, and he's gotten to the point now where he'll pull up, he'll take the little 10-footer, and he's not afraid to go to the free throw line. You remember when Karl Malone first got in the league? Karl hated to get fouled because he didn't want to go to the free throw line.
That's right.
Now Giannis embraces it.
Yeah.
And in embracing it, his free throw percentage is better, and he makes them when he needs to make them. So, yeah, I would say right now he's grabbed the lead in it because he's maniacal, man. This dude hurts people. He truly hurts people. And I think a lot of players are intimidated by him.
Yeah. So, Draymond Green has always been a little Rodman. I think he's a little more skilled offensively. And, I mean, there's been guys like Ben Wallace. I remember when I was a kid, Bobby Jones of the Sixers was like a defensive player. But Bobby could score. Draymond Green, he's not as valuable as Steph, but he's such a catalyst. When you see Draymond as a guy that really knows the sport, you've been playing it or broadcasting it for, good Lord, 40-some years. What do you see that most fans don't with Draymond? Because they look at that average and they go, he's giving me 7-8 points. It's way more than that.
He's one of the smartest players that we've had in this league. He understands his limitations, and he works on the things that he's very good at. I wish all players did that. And so, yeah, Draymond might get the criticism for things he can't do, but he's proven that it doesn't matter because he can do some things that you can't do, and he'll do it at a high level. And that's the difference in him. And he's a little bit crazy. So, I mean, you need crazy on your team. You need crazy on your team, without a doubt. And he has it big time.
Give me somebody crazy. So you played with the Suns, Kings, Sonics, Rockets, Pacers, Hornets. Mm-hmm. Give me a little crazy on one of your teams.
Gary Payton was crazy. without a doubt, he was crazy.
Yeah.
Larry Johnson was crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Lonzo Mourning was crazy.
I liked all those guys.
You know, Dale Davis and Antonio Davis was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they get into fights. They're feisty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Eddie, you weren't feisty. You had to keep that baritone voice. You didn't want to get in any of those fights.
No.
That face is that
much. I started fights, but I didn't fight.
Well, he's been doing it forever, and he's just terrific at it. Eddie Johnson. And, you know, I was going to ask you this. So you've always been in good shape. So I was saying this with James Harden. As a pro athlete, if you don't take care of your game or you don't take care of yourself, about 33 years old, you get old fast. And Harden now, Harden's a three. And listen, I got no problem with closing nightclubs. They're not my scene, but I got no problem with it. But I tell you, he can't get past people, Eddie. And so when I look at him, the thing I'll give Harden credit for, he's not shooting 20 times a game. I think he knows. He's right. Like, hey, this is when did you know? I can't take 20 shots a game. When was your realization? Tell me, go back to your career when you thought, you know, I can score.
37 with the Rockets.
Yeah.
Charles Barkley threw me a pass across court, and I stuck. I couldn't move. I knew I was done.
Really?
And James Harden is pretty much exhausted everything he could have had if he'd taken care of himself better. You know, you have to take care of yourself even to a higher level as you get older. And James didn't do that.
Right.
And now he's paying a price. And he's trying to get it back, and he's finding that he can't. He can't get around people like he used to. He's not as strong as he used to be. You can't mess with the game. George Karl used to always say it, Larry Brown, if you mess with the game, it's going to mess with you. And that's where James Harden sits right now. I'm not shocked that he's struggling. Because if you don't take care of yourself, it's going to happen. The reason why LeBron has been able to do what he's done, because he takes care of himself. Chris Paul is doing now what he's doing at this age because he takes care of himself now. You have to be able to persevere through father time to play this game. This game is hard on your body.
Yeah,
you're dealing with young players now that want your drama. They want what you got. And if you're not ready to fight with them, they're going to embarrass you. And that's what we're seeing right now with James Harden.
Great seeing you, Eddie. Continued success for the Suns and you. And followed your career. I love having you on, man. Thank you.
Thanks, Colin. Appreciate it.
Eddie Johnson. Boy, he could get a bucket. Eddie Johnson could get a bucket for a long time. You know, he's talking to me. He was on those Sonics teams, I remember. He may have been, I'm not sure, but was he with Sean Kemp? There's a guy that didn't quite take care, you know, he just aged really quickly. Sean Kemp in his prime, yikes. I mean, he's still got YouTube dunks that look like it's a movie. Like it's that, what's that stuff to do with movies where stuff flies through the air and CGI. Like Sean Kemp's got some dunks that are still the top three or four dunks in the history of basketball. But, if, you know, you got to take care of your game. You got to stay current. You got to stay on top of it. So you can just see. Nick Wright talked about this. He was ahead of me. by a couple of months because he sits there. He'll watch every NBA game. Like Harden just can't get that first step. Players now don't buy it, can't get fouled. The NBA is increasingly not calling that foul. And he went here to there really quick.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Joy with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, no one really expected Matt Ryan to part ways with the Falcons, at least in this particular offseason, particularly Matt Ryan himself. But right. Then the Deshaun Watson situation happened and that changed things. And he was recently on the Ryan Russillo podcast and was asked if he would still be in Atlanta if that hadn't happened.
Had none of this gone down, there's probably a chance, you know, a pretty good chance. But it did, you know, and so, you know, when it does, when the situations change, and the circumstances change. You know, I had always thought, like everybody, when you're drafted there and you play there, this is where I'm going to play my entire career. For 14 years, every day I woke up, it was to try and help the Falcons win a championship. And, you know, that have been reciprocated on the other end for me. And so when that changed, you know, I had to look into it.
It's also why it's so laughable, the idea that the Falcons just, we were just doing our due diligence on Deshaun Watson. Like, okay, sure.
Yeah, the Chargers weren't doing their due diligence with him.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, Ryan was traded to the Colts in exchange for a third round pick in this year's draft. The Falcons obviously did not end up signing Watson. Instead, they signed Marcus Mariota to a 2-year deal. And, you know, now both of these organizations are kind of on different paths. I find a lot of the teams going after this, which was a pretty insane offseason, a lot of teams to be very interesting. Like the Colts with Matt Ryan is interesting to me. I got to see what he does there. Well, because we were so out on Matt Ryan.
Well, we like their roster. They need another receiver, and they got it in the draft. But, I mean, I kind of feel like the question isn't whether the Colts are capable. It's will they beat themselves? They beat themselves. So if I looked up at the end of the year and the Colts were 12-5 in that division, would not be shocked at all.
Right.
At all.
But what can they do in the postseason?
Again, limitations, mostly because they're the bottom line, the high end of the AFC is insane.
It is, but the thing about as the season goes on, you have all of these teams, it's a long season. We have all these expectations of teams going into the season. There's inevitably going to be injuries.
Yeah.
How does that change the landscape of things? Like a team like Jacksonville, I am so interested to see what Jacksonville looks like this year. They signed a bunch of free agents. Trevor Lawrence in his second year, completely giving him a pass in the first year. Yep. Doug Peterson, how does all this come together? There's just a lot of really fun storylines going into the NFL season. And because of all the movements, the expectations are going to be different for all these teams as well. So the Panthers added some quarterback depth. They drafted Ole Miss quarterback Matt Corral in the third round. That doesn't mean that they're out on pursuing a veteran as well. According to Albert Breer, he expects the Panthers to kick around the idea of adding a veteran quarterback. They've had some reported interest in Baker Mayfield or Jimmy G, and the Bears released Nick Foles last week, so he might be another possibility. I was certain they were taking Malik Willis at 6, and then I was certain that the Steelers were taking Malik Willis, right, and they went with Kenny Pickett. So by drafting Corral, they're probably not going to get a veteran quarterback. It doesn't really seem like that's the direction they're going in this year.
Right.
I think it's actually a good sign for Carolina that they didn't take a quarterback that high. Would have felt like a reach to begin with. But also, you know, that kind of tells me that Matt Rhule maybe isn't in the hot seat that everybody thinks that he's in. He does have a really long contract. He has a 7-year deal. But they've struggled his first 2 years there. So yeah. What are they doing? Are they doing sort of the Seattle thing where they're just building up the roster and then they're going to go take a big swing on a guy next year?
That's kind of what I feel like they're doing.
Because they have Sam Darnold, and he was not great last year. And what other options are you looking at here? Like maybe Matt Corral ends up being good enough to start. Who knows? If that's the case, you got him as a steal in the third round.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. I the division's so bad. Like, I think Atlanta and Seattle really feel like it wouldn't drive them crazy if they went 3-14. Whereas I think Carolina, with that owner, they want to win some games. And because of that, I think they will. So I'm not saying – I saw a story yesterday, Joy. The over-under on first-round quarterbacks taken next year is 6.5. So it's a really, really good quarterback draft. So – Carolina is going to get one. The question is, are three of those, like, yeah, they can
right.
start.
Are you going to get the right
yeah,
one?
Yeah, can you get somebody? So, like, Kentucky's got one, and Florida has one, and Ohio State has one, and Alabama has one. So, like, next year's draft is going to get boffo ratings.
Well, A.J. Brown was officially introduced as a new member of the Eagles yesterday, and he said he's been working to establish a relationship with his new quarterback.
You know, I get to play with my best friend, and it's great to be a part of this great organization. Man, it's going to be real special, man. I'm so excited playing with someone who thinks like me. I talk to him every day, regardless of this football stuff, but I'm so excited just to play with him. And he's a quarterback, and I'm a receiver, so we get on the same page quick.
So they've been friends for a while. Hurts tried to recruit him to Alabama, and he went to Ole Miss instead. But as far as, you know, getting on the same page on the field, I think that's a huge thing that they already have a relationship.
Yeah.
And we'll be able to work together. Oh. So they acquired Brown, the Eagles did, from the Titans in exchange for 18th and 101st pick in the first round of the draft.
Well, both A.J. Brown and Hollywood Brown are friends with a quarterback. That has to have...
I think it helps.
Yeah, absolutely.
Davante Adams, yep. And Derek Carr. I think, yep, having a relationship... I mean, we've seen this a lot throughout the league, but I think, you know, the best example of this is probably, of course, the GOAT and Tom Brady. When you have a really strong relationship with your... with your weapons, with your receivers, with your tight ends, there's a trust factor there. There's a nonverbal communication that operates at a higher level,
yep,
when you have an actual relationship with your teammates like that. And, you know, the Eagles obviously needed a wide receiver. They had the fewest targets, the second fewest receptions, and the third fewest receiving yards last season. So this was a huge addition for them. No Eagles wide receiver had more than 65 receptions last season. And you want to find out what you have in Hurts. Everyone's not 100% sure if he's the guy moving forward. Bringing in someone like A.J. Brown is an incredible addition for them. I don't really know what the Titans were thinking, but I love this for the Eagles.
Yeah, the Titans is interesting because we kind of feel like A.J. Brown, Tannehill without A.J. Brown's a little Dak without Amari. I'm like, that feels like you go down a half grade. You go from A and a half to B plus really fast.
Yeah, I don't love that. In a league where everybody's looking for a number one receiver.
Maybe, don't give him up.
Yeah, probably just run him as money.
Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News. Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, this will be fun. We're going to call it the Greek versus the Greats. Joy is going to ask me. She's going to give me an NBA legend. And I will tell you, if I would take Giannis now and his ascending career, because I think he just entered his prime. He's going to have 6 to 7 more years of this, and he never gets hurt. I mean, LeBron's prime lasted way longer than everybody thought, and he's got kind of LeBron's genetic fortune that he doesn't get banged up a lot. Flexible. So the all-time greats prime or Giannis's prime. I guess Giannis's prime is probably now in year 2 sure. of his prime. So here we go.
Giannis or Kevin Durant?
Giannis. First of all, he's going to age better and have a longer prime. Now, KD's the great offensive player, but he's been nicked up now for about 4 years. Also, he's a wanderer. You never know. Can you really build around KD? I know I can build around Giannis for the next 10 years in Milwaukee, and that has huge value to me.
Giannis or Steph Curry?
Tough, but I would take Giannis. I'm going to roll the dice on Giannis. First of all, I told you I think the Bucks are going to have a dynasty. So Steph is seen as transformational as a three-point shooter, but he's always been a defensive liability, and increasingly in the last 4 years, injuries are a part of it. Now, Steph's ceiling and the ability to shoot will extend his career. I'm not saying it's not close, but you have to hide Steph on the defensive end. And I know defense is only about 30% of the NBA. Offense is 70. But Giannis is so dominating as a facilitator, defender, scorer. He literally stopped Boston's entire offense Sunday. Yeah. You will not score anything down low. When you can discombobulate an efficient offense like Boston, that is, nobody else in the game can do that now.
Giannis or James Harden?
Easy. Harden's peak was really quick, really fun. But Harden never did anything on the defensive end. And frankly, again, he was so ball-centric, he was exhausted by the time the postseason came around.
Giannis or Shaq?
I'm going to go Shaq here. So it's Shaq's ceiling is hard to... He was so dominant. First of all, like Giannis, he didn't look like anything in the sport.
Right.
On the break, down low, I mean, he's still top 15 all-time in points, rebounds, blocks, field goal percentage. There was really no answer for him. He would get everybody in foul trouble. I always said Shaq had to overcome the officials because they didn't know how to officiate Shaq. If Shaq would have Arvydas Sabonis hanging on him, but it wouldn't bother him. Guys bounced off Shaq for 10 years, and there weren't foul calls. With any other player, it would have knocked him to the floor. And with Shaq, they just bounced off. Shaq was fouled more than any player in league history.
Giannis or Dirk?
Giannis. Dirk is a great scorer and a wonderful guy. But I think, again, the ability for Giannis to do so many things well and control the tempo. I mean, Giannis now is a de facto point guard, center, defender, who totally controls the game on both ends.
Giannis or Tim Duncan?
It's close, but not as close as you think, and here's why. First of all, Duncan had a lot more help. Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili, and maybe the best coach of his generation. But Duncan never only averaged over 25 once. Duncan was the great fundamental, but he's not going to give you 40 and 50-point games in big spots. Duncan had one season averaging over 25. Giannis has averaged over that for 5 straight years. So I think Giannis is going to have an 8-year ceiling. Now, he may not be. I think these dynasties are going to look the exact same. In fact, Budenholzer comes from San Antonio.
Yeah. I don't know. I got to go with Duncan there. Giannis or Kevin Garnett?
Giannis. I mean, Garnett was great, but he wasted so many years on bad teams. So that one's not that close.
Giannis or Kobe?
Now, again, I'm in Los Angeles. Remember, Kobe was a volume scorer. He was not efficient. Giannis is efficient. Oh, also, man. Kobe was a very good defender for about 5 years. But the last early on in his career and late, he wasn't. This is hard. Come on. These are not easy questions.
No, it's not hard for me on Kobe, Steph, or Duncan.
See,
Shaq.
I don't like flash and glamour. I like the mid-range. So,
no, I mean, listen, Giannis. Okay, let's do the last one. Giannis or LeBron?
LeBron. Okay. I mean, come on. LeBron is, I would take Michael. I would take Shaq. I would take LeBron. I would probably take Wilt.
Kareem.
I mean, come on. Oh, I would take Kareem. Boy, it gets. And then there's the, we could argue about it. I would take Magic over Giannis. I would take Magic because he completely controlled the whole league. Bird would be close, but he wouldn't beat him. But I'd take about seven guys over Giannis. That's how highly I think of him for the next 6 years. Now, the close ones are Steph and Kobe because they're so exhilarating to watch. But you got to remember.
What's hard for me with, Steph, to me, I like, he's won the championships. Like, he has the hardware.
Yes.
You know, and he's been the glue for that organization. So I've seen him do it. It's like with Duncan. Like, Duncan won 5 championships. I can't just, I don't know if Giannis is going to come
but
close
Kobe,
to that.
Kobe never.
What if Giannis wins 2?
Kobe never shot over 47%. Let me look it up here. Kobe never shot over 40% in a single season of his 20-year career. So Kobe was a volume. I mean, Laker fans had about a 2-year period. They were getting mad at him because when Shaq left before Gasol got there, Kobe would shoot 35 times. He didn't care. And so Kobe is so iconic. I understand the Duncan-Kobe arguments. And again, I'm playing on the tarmac being long on the right. Duncan argument. Where I appreciate Kobe, I always felt like we had Kobe, it was Michael, and he was a stronger, better defender. But Kobe was more artistic than Michael. Kobe would go down there. It was a blank canvas, left hand, right hand. Kobe is like really a unique player, but the efficiency was like I always thought Michael could be highly efficient in the postseason. Kobe, you just had to give up 8 bad shots. Like he was going to come down and just take some shots. You were like, yeah, it is what it is. Giannis is now. When you watch Giannis Sunday against Boston, he literally took this hot team that swept them, and Boston was completely discombobulated for 2.5 hours. They didn't know what to do. He said, "You're not going to score anything within 8 feet of the basket." That is like, that's Kareem.
Giannis is incredible. This isn't a downgrade of Giannis. Like we are mostly splitting hairs here, unless we're talking about Michael and LeBron.
Let me read the Duncan stuff for all the haters. So the Spurs still put the Giannis Duncan thing up. So the Spurs still had a winning record in games played without Duncan.
Oh,
because they had such.
I can't do it. Colin,
what?
He was a 3-time NBA Finals MVP, 2-time league MVP, 15-time All-Star,
Duncan
10-time
also,
All-NBA first
so,
team,
so Duncan,
5-time champion.
Okay, but Duncan never averaged 5 assists a game. So Giannis is a better facilitator. Giannis is a better pure scorer.
8-time NBA All-Defensive first team.
Yeah, they just make that crap up.
Oh, come on.
Giannis has made more 3-pointers in the playoffs, 54, than Duncan made in 19 years. And he's a game away from doubling it. So Giannis is better 3. Giannis is a better facilitator. Giannis is a better, more dynamic scorer. And he had to have nearly the staff around him. Yeah, did I convince you?
No. Not on Duncan. Not yet. And I love Giannis.
Well, the Kobe one's harder for me because they're so different.
Yes. It's kind of hard to compare them.
Yeah, like with Kobe, it's like, yeah, Kobe.
It's hard to compare Steph to Giannis.
Yeah. Like, but Kobe is so unique. He was so fun. There was such a alpha with Kobe. Like, I liked that. Kobe was, you know, like when he literally walked to the line after he tore his, like, ACL or something. It's like he had so many dramatic moments.
Well, I guess it's I'm looking at the results of these.
You're
projecting. Yes.
I'm projecting Giannis because I think Giannis is going to win it. Probably this. Giannis will win 3 of the next 5, and then we're going to do this segment in 5 years, and people will be like, "Well, Collins is a crystal ball." This morning, it looks like I'm a complete moron. I don't know.
No. Giannis is incredible. It's not that. It's just when you're talking about, you know, five rings, a lot.
It's a lot. Five is a lot. It was interesting. Spurs never won back-to-backers, and that's why I think Milwaukee. I could see Milwaukee, like Phoenix beats them this year. Milwaukee comes back and wins it. And then Golden State beats them, and then Milwaukee comes back. They feel very much like the Spurs. They're going to win them. They're going to be narrow. They're not going to be pretty. We'll see you tomorrow. It's the Herd.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota bZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.